smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world. They've been tuning into my show, and it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a jam-packed show for you guys today. If you're into cool independent films or actors or filmmakers, we got a great plethora of talent coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos of such talents such as Attila Carosi, Anthony L. Fernandez, Del Zamora, or Jen Urban, go to our Facebook page. We're at Star Wars Entertainment over on Facebook. And also, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter. That's T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy over on Twitter. And then thanks to the hacker there, that's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. And then also, there's this new thing called Threads. So I don't know if you guys heard of that, but it's another social media platform. Check me out over Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then last but not least, if you like the music we're going to be playing today, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. All right. Without further ado, we're going to be bringing back into the studio. First off, I want to say thank you to all my awesome, lovely guest co-hosts that we've been rotating throughout the seasons. And I always like to bring some guest co-hosts in just to have fun and just to have a little cool banter. So I want to say thank you for everybody. But we are bringing back someone that's been a guest co-host before, and now she's back, better than ever. She is here, my dear friend. She's a producer. She's a multi-talented, just an extraordinary person. Here she is, Miss Jenna Urban. Welcome back.
Thank you. And I'm going to be bringing in some other people too.
Cool, you know? Cool. Well, for those that don't get a little just about you, that haven't and maybe didn't get to hear you on as a guest host, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I work on some indie films, uh-huh. And a couple of guys that I'll be bringing in worked on their films. They'll talk a little bit more about it.
Okay.
So yeah.
Awesome. Well, before that, obviously, I don't know if you got the memo. Do you remember the memo? The memo is the guest co-host, we talk about some movie reviews.
Oh,
by
man.
Any chance, have you seen any movies in the theater lately?
I have not.
Okay. Well,
can you talk about a movie? Barbie?
That's what I was going to talk about, actually.
Okay, because I have not seen that yet, and everybody keeps talking about so I want to pretend that I know.
Okay, so what I'm going to do a quick review before we bring on our guest of the hour. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Barbie. So again, here it goes. I did get to see it. It's Barbie, rated PG-13. Thanks to IMDb, here's their little quick synopsis. The quick synopsis is, Barbie suffers a crisis that leads her to question her world and her existence. And it's directed by Greta Gerwig and starring the awesome and lovely Margot Robbie and the dashing Ryan Gosling. It's also got Issa Rae, Alexander Shipp, Kate McKinnon. We got Simu Liu. A plethora of great talent.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we got a lot of. And if I'm missing somebody, I do forgive me. And if I'm mispronouncing as well. But again, I got to check out the movie, and I actually enjoyed it. I mean, it was a crowded theater. It was like an 11 o'clock show at night.
Did you wear pink though?
No, I did not. I don't think I probably have one pink item maybe in my
pink bow, maybe,
something like that, maybe a t-shirt someone gave me or I got, but no, I did not, but I wanted to see it on like opening night, so to speak, I actually enjoyed it. It's a fun movie. It kind of reminded me like the kind of humor, not maybe exactly, but like, you know, like a Zoolander type humor, that kind of, you know, yeah, that kind of funny where they're not taking themselves too seriously, but yet it's also, you know, in that sense, there's a
I was wondering about it.
Yeah, it's just fun and it just looked great. The mm-hmm. acting was great, literally by everybody. It was a really cool. It's just fun. It's a fun movie. It's a fun getaway movie, to speak.
I'll check it out.
I checked it out, and obviously it's doing very well. It made over like 150 plus million, and I think.
I'm seeing pink everywhere.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it. So, again, if you, I highly recommend checking it out if you can. It's great to check it out on the big screen. It's called Barbie, starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
Yay.
You haven't seen it yet?
I have not.
All right. Well, are you a Margot Robbie or a Ryan Gosling fan?
Between the two?
Well, in general.
For both of them, I am, yes.
Okay, cool.
Definitely.
All right. Well, before we bring in our guest of the hour, I know you get a little shy when you're on the radio for some reason. I don't know. On the carpets and everywhere else, you're not really that shy, but why? No one can really see.
I have cameras on me.
Well, technically, you're not being... there's no
filmed, I know.
You're just a very humble person. But I know you know these gentlemen that are coming to the studio
mm-hmm.
here. But okay,
I do.
But before that... is there any social
is there another memo
the other memo that you missed, I don't know if you remember, but the guest co-host arranges a way to bring in our guest of the hour again. Sometimes we brought you in before, and sometimes you bring people in on limos, hang gliders, well, Millennium Falcon, stuff like that. Did you by any chance, as the guest co-host, arrange a way to bring in these special guests of the hour?
Well, these guys by Millennium Falcon,
yeah.
Yes.
We could do that.
Yeah.
I think we haven't done that in a while. I think it's been a while. We could beam them down from the Millennium Falcon. Or they could just jump off the Millennium Falcon. Mm. Are you a Star Wars fan?
I am.
Awesome. Me too.
Don't start asking me questions, though. Okay. I'm not going to be hitting that.
Once you said the millennial. We got some people coming in here. There's one from a new movie called Live and Die in East L.A., right, which is coming out on video on demand August 4th. He's a director-producer. His name is Attila Carosi, correct?
Yes.
And then we're also having someone coming back into the studio who was on here before. We have... actor extraordinaire Anthony L. Fernandez, who's coming in here to talk about some cool indie films that he's got coming up. And then also we have a writer, director, producer, first time on here, who's...
Del Zamora.
Yeah, Del Zamora from The Last Brown Beret. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to bring them in. So again, so if you know the drill, we're going to bring them in. What you're going to do is open up that studio hatch up there, and then on the count of three, you're going to whistle in. I guess they could see you.
I have to open up the hatch.
Yeah, you're going to have to climb up over there, right over there. Then you open it up because Millennium Falcon has to see you somehow. They got to cue you in. So you open that right over there. Yeah, be careful. Okay, there you go. You wave them on the count of three. I guess you'll whistle them in, I guess, on the count of three. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here they come. Flying around in the Millennium Falcon.
Millennium.
You said the Millennium
potato,
Falcon.
Potato, potato.
Here they come. Oh, they're coming down. Oh, they're waving to all their fans. The fans are... there we go. Anthony's beaming down really quick. He's going to say hi to them. He's signing some autographs. He's doing some selfies. They're throwing roses. Oh, here comes Attila. He's coming down. He's beaming down. And along with him is Del Zamora. They're all stopping for photos. I don't know, ladies, if they're taken. I don't know. They're throwing roses at all of them. Here they come into the studio. Again, we got director, producer Attila Carosi. We got actor Anthony L. Fernandez. And writer, director, producer Del Zamora. Here they come into the studio. Welcome Attila Carosi, Anthony L. Fernandez, and Del Zamora to StarOcenaDiva.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
It was a tough arrival for Del,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, again, guys, welcome, and then also welcome back. Anthony L. Fernandez.
Man, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So we got into the studio from the new movie. It's a new independent film. It's called Live and Die in East L.A. which is coming out on video on demand August 4th, correct?
Yes,
and
that is correct.
We have a director, producer, Attila Carosi. Is that correct pronunciation?
That is also correct.
And then again, we have Anthony L. Fernandez, actor, who's in the cool upcoming independent film called, I could say it, Addicted to You.
That's correct.
And then we got also writer, director, producer from the independent film, The Last Brown Beret, Del Zamora. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So, I don't know. Well, thank you, Jenna, for organizing the Millennium Falcon there.
Man, isn't she great beaming us down?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew you do good in that. So, but cool. Well, again, it's cool to see some of your guys' faces again, and then some new faces. So, I guess. So, what we like to do, I don't know. Anthony, you remember this, but we like to start off really down. Important kind of questions, okay?
Yes.
So it's a hard-hitting question here, Attila, okay? And Del Zamora, here's the hard-hitting question. I don't know if you guys got prepared, but here's the hard-hitting question we start off with is, we want the fans to get to know you, if not, get to, even become more fans or even start to become new fans. Attila, are you ready for the hard-hitting question?
I'll do my best.
Okay, the hard-hitting question we start off with is, where are you born and raised?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having us here. I love the energy. It is fantastic. Very nice to meet you as well.
Yes.
And, well, originally I'm from the place called Yugoslavia.
Okay.
That country doesn't exist anymore. When I was growing up, it was a big war that lasted 10 years, and the war separated the country into seven smaller countries like Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, and I happened to be born on the Serbian part.
Oh, wow.
And I consider myself half Serbian, half Hungarian.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, right on. Anthony L. Fernandez, actor extraordinaire.
Yes, sir.
I know you talked about it before, for those that maybe missed that show, but for those that are new to listening, tell the audience, where you born and raised?
I was born in Washington State. My mother went up to visit her grandmother, had me up there, and I grew up all over the place, always moving, always starting over. My family's from the L.A. area and up north, too, but yeah. That's it.
You had a really good deep voice. You got that Edward James the James Earl Jones. Ooh. Darth Vader-ish.
Come on with it.
All right. So Del Zamora, where are you born and raised?
Yeah, I do love that voice, bro.
Thank you.
I got to put it in.
Now we're all trying to talk with that voice.
I
got to
put it in a movie.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Roswell, New Mexico.
Okay.
Which is famous for supposedly the UFO.
Mm-hmm. Area 51?
Yes. It's in my family, we always thought it was a bunch of malarkey.
Got it.
But people don't like that.
That's fine.
Jenna, really quick, I know. Where are you born and raised again?
Glendale.
Glendale, California.
California. Woo, so exotic. Yeah. It is.
Hey, for some people, hey.
It is. They come to Hollywood. Yeah. They come to maybe Glendale, but.
So now, Attila Carosi, director, producer of the new film that's premiering on video on demand, correct? It's on August 4th, is that correct?
That is correct.
And then also you have another premiere coming out, is that correct as well?
That is correct as well.
What's the premiere? When's the premiere?
It's on August 1st.
Okay.
Which is Tuesday. It's at Sony Studios in Culver City.
Awesome. Are you excited?
Super excited. Also very nervous.
Oh, wow. Is this your first premiere?
Well, it is the first premiere of the movie that I directed.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I'm nervous is because I put so much heart and soul in it and, screening it in front of so many people, I already feel like completely naked, exposed.
Oh, wow. So Attila Carosi, what got you involved or what inspired you to get into filmmaking? Did you always know you wanted to do that? And
well, I did movies because people said it's impossible and just want to do it to prove them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, since I was a kid, I always wanted to do movies.
Okay.
My dad had a very successful VHS business back in time, so I grew up watching Western movies, American movies, and my dad actually, he really wanted to be a director, mm-hmm. but then the war happened, and back home we don't have a professional military, so the military came to our house, they picked him up, and they took him to the battlefield, and that was over his dream with being a director.
Got it. Wow.
So I guess I subconsciously I followed into his footsteps, and I promised myself that I'm gonna make a movie in Los Angeles.
So was there any filmmakers that inspired you, or was it your dad or someone else?
Well, I grew up like watching lots of international directors like Bergman, like Kurosawa, the old Soviet great directors like Tarkovsky, for example. But I feel like art is something that shouldn't be imitated as much. And I feel like I didn't get influenced as much by those directors. Instead, I spent lots of times by myself, digging deep within myself, trying to find my own voice and to contribute something, dare I say, something fresh mm-hmm. to this industry.
Awesome. And yourself, I know Anthony L. Fernandez.
Yes,
we've asked you this before, but again, for either new listeners or people that maybe just want to hear you say it again, what inspired you to get into the entertainment industry or any actors or actresses?
Just from a young age, I think kids love escaping into stories and movies, and mm-hmm. Everyone has that dream of one day, like, I could be a star or act, and it kind of escaped me for a while, but I always watched movies growing up, you know, moving all over. You choose certain outlets that will feed your soul, and movies is always one of mine. And then, so I guess, short story, about 14, 15 years ago, I had the chance to start acting, and I took it, and I loved it. And they say once that bug bites you,
correct,
that's it, and that's how it was for me, so... Yeah.
Was there any particular actor or actress that you just liked?
I loved seeing, well, of course, the Pacinos. Mm-hmm. But you really start to love, I loved seeing Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh, wow.
When you start seeing, like, the La Bambas.
Yeah.
And, you know, but Anthony Hopkins, I mean, just great performances.
Got it.
You know.
Awesome. And then last but not least, writer, director, producer of the new independent film, The Last Brown Beret. Del Zamora, who was your, what made you get into the entertainment industry, or who inspired you?
Well, I'm actually a working actor for 42 years. I've done 279 speaking roles.
No, is that it? Seriously? Wow, that's a lot.
Respect.
That is a lot. Congratulations on all that.
I keep track because I think it's important to approach it like a business.
Correct.
So if you were a business, you would keep track of your statistics, how many auditions you had, how many you booked, you know, how many times you worked. It's also that way you can see the patterns in the business. So it helps you sustain a long career.
Yeah.
Because a career has ups and downs. Even mm-hmm. the people that are at the top don't stay at the top. If they're lucky, they come back up to the top. But sure. It's sort of a Sisyphean feat to be working in any long-term aspect of the business, whether it's in front of the camera or behind the camera. And I've been fortunate enough to have done some big movies, RoboCop.
Wow.
Where I played a cop. My hair was short.
That's awesome.
Short and black. Man, these are big roles.
Yeah, yeah.
Repo Man was my first big breakout movie.
Great
which is
movie.
An indie movie back in 84.
Correct.
Born in East LA, Cheech. Was the, what's happening?
Yeah.
Main one. And I've done a lot of episodics. And I want to get some business out of the way real quick, which I hate to do, but I have to do it because we're in the final phases of my movie.
Okay.
So we have a GoFundMe campaign for The Last Brown Beret, which if you even give us a dollar,
okay,
you'll be in the special thanks forever at the end of the movie.
Awesome.
And so we're really close. We're 95% done, and so that's where we're going. That's where we're. That we just need money to pay for the songs and the final mix. What made me get into the business was that as a kid, when I'm from Roswell, New Mexico, I was very poor. My dad left us when we were very young, and my cousins had comic books, but I didn't. But I would get them after they read them, right?
Correct.
And so I loved Spider-Man growing up. Everybody had their superheroes as kids, right? And that's a very American thing. And so I was playing in recess once with Johnny Ray and Billy Smith. And he goes, one goes, I'm Superman. And the other goes, I'm Batman. And I said, I'm Spider-Man. And I did the pose. And Billy Smith turned to me and he goes, you can't be Spider-Man. You're Mexican.
Oh.
Mm.
Wow.
And I looked at him. And then the other one said, the other kid said, Peter Parker, Bruce Wayne, Clark Kent. Not a Mexican amongst them. And they both laughed. And then they kind of took off running. Not that they're afraid of me, but it was like I didn't have any comeback. So then I went home and looked at the comic books, and we weren't even the bad guys. We weren't even like the victims on the street. And I think that affected me, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to be working in this industry. So this is my first directorial debut.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I went to UCLA on a full academic scholarship, and I was a directing student, but I got Repo Man during finals in summer of 83, and I wanted to see if I could do both. And thankfully, my counselor, he said, it's a big role. You're working 10 weeks. Yeah. And the Rodriguez brother, they knew this. And he said, you better withdraw. Don't drop out, withdraw. don't try to do both. So I, and after that, I just started working as an actor. But now, I was in the play that our movie's based on.
Well, tell the audience, how can they check out your Kickstarter, is it? Or what is it?
It's the GoFundMe.
GoFundMe?
The Last Brown Beret, right.
Okay, so you just go to GoFundMe.
The Last Brown Beret.
The Last Brown Beret. And you just got to put in a dollar at least, you know. And listen, guys, I know we got a lot of listeners out there around the world. So just $1 each could add up. How much do you need left?
We still need about $200,000.
Okay. So again, so just go there. Hey, 200 of you guys?
Yeah.
Or that's two, no, 200, 200,000. But still, it could all add up. We've done it before through the years that people try to help raise. So again, just go to GoFundMe and then look up The Last Brown Beret. If you could put in a dollar, each of you, or more, obviously, if you can. But, I mean, even just a dollar could really, really add up. Well, cool. And so let's go back to Attila Carosi. So you got in, and then when did you come to the U.S., so to speak, or when did you start the filmmaking career?
Well, I came to U.S. in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a journey, how to come to America, because at the time it was still war. And the people of my country, they burned down the U.S. embassy. So it was really challenging to come over to the States. So, you know, I was thinking, because since my family has no money and no connection to the States, what is the best way to come over here? And I figured out, you know what? I heard that U.S. universities are offering full scholarship to prospective student athletes. So I was like, you know what? If I want to become a filmmaker, first I'm going to become a runner. And then through running, hopefully, I'm going to become good enough to get a scholarship. So I started running because that is the cheapest sport.
Yeah.
You don't need coach. You don't need
yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
You just need the shoes. You just need to have determined and crazy, and you just run all day.
What could you run? Were you end up being a good runner?
So, yeah, I became a national champion of Serbia under 19 years of old. Yeah, thank you.
Respect, brother.
Thank you. So, you know, I was good enough to earn a full scholarship, came to Divan University. And that's how I came to the States.
Awesome. Well, cool. And then what about yourself, Anthony L. Fernandez? How did you, what was your, like, start, so to speak? What do you think was your, you know, introduction to the acting world? Or like,
you know what? It's, I was running the streets in around 99. I ended up getting a job bouncing at nightclubs. So I did that for years. And 2006, I had an instant family, stepson, new baby on the way. And that was the same year they closed the club, and I was making racks, living my life. Totally different person than I am now. And so after floundering for a while, I just decided I'd give up. Red flag or white flag, I give up. And so I decided to go back to school. And so I went back to community college over at Cypress. And, you know, over the course, they let you pick your electives.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, this one's for me. This is the artistic side. And so I stepped up and started taking acting classes there first, and then I just loved it, and I took it very seriously, and I studied there as long as I could hide for about 3 or 4 years. And then around 2009, I just decided, I said, you know what, I don't want to be sitting in a cubicle with fluorescent lights over me. I'm an artist, and so I'm going to take it to Hollywood and see if I can make it pan out. And just by chance, you know, the universe, it aligns when you're chasing a dream. A buddy that I took classes with over there, he was like, let's go over. I have a connection over at Bobby Chance's. So I went over there. We auditioned on the spot, cold read first night, got in. I started driving out from Orange County because that's where the club was. That's where my kids were. I didn't want to uproot them. And so I started driving, you know, up there every weekend. We do Monday scene studies, Saturday emotionals, Thursday night showcases. And so I just developed that until I started getting noticed, doors started getting open, and I set goals. So I said, this is like working background with Central Casting. I said, this year I'm going to do this. This year I'm going to be on the studios. This year I'm going to have my SAG. So you always chase those. And I ended up getting a show on YouTube called Headshots. They hit me up last second. They were like, hey, I don't know if you can do this, but it's a trap house guy, leader of a gang. He's got dialogue. So I went and did it. I was like, no problem. And then about a week later, he was like, I don't know if I told you this, but this was a principal speaking part. So if you want the waiver, the Taft-Hartley, it's yours. And that was the goal for that time. So
Wow.
I said, let me take this money. Let me join. And I always look at acting like You can play in the minors and get all the playing time you want, or you can go up to the majors and you may not get as much playing time, but it's the majors, so the experience and the people. So I just was blessed. The first major thing I was on was The Wedding Ringer.
Yeah.
Great movie, yeah. Kevin Hart, Josh Gad. And it just started to snowball, one job after the other, all the way to a 10-year career now.
That's awesome.
Just had a recurring on Truth Be Told, Fatal Attraction,
that's awesome.
House Party, and that's after following Home Team on Netflix. Check it out if you haven't seen that one, Happy Madison.
That's awesome. And then Del Zamora, I mean, do you recall that first time that your first – well, I know you've been done 200-plus jobs, but was there – what was the time that you – after what film or television show that you said, I think I could do this for the rest of my career? Mm. Was there anything that you were like – because, you know, you're doing here to here, but was there at one point where you're like, I think I'm going to do this. I could do this for the rest of my life, so to speak.
Yeah, I was one of those really hard workers, like hard because I didn't have a girlfriend. I lived in my van. Mm-hmm. My dad had a 4-bedroom house, but he wouldn't – he was like put – Bob Iger said at Disney about the writers, let's starve them out. They start losing their houses.
Got it.
And then we'll be able to get them to negotiate. Well, my dad was, that was his mindset. Like, I'm not going to support this kid in this stupidity at all.
Wow.
Because I left computers.
Wow.
And I had a condo in Playa del Rey and a Mercedes Benz. And I was a boss of guys that were 50 years old and I was 20.
Wow.
So it was like, he just thought I was stupid. And then my mother thought I was hearing voices. So, but I went and studied. I did it. And this, I think, is good for the people that listen. I'll try not to dominate too much, but it's a good lesson. So I am glad that I did computers for that 4.5 years because they sent me. I was a real very intelligent guy when they tested me. So they'd send me to these business classes. And this business classes that I took when I was in computers is possibly responsible for a lot of my success in this business. Because they talked about startups, mm-hmm. right? And they said, so when you're starting up, there's people in that industry before you. Mm-hmm. So now go look at the one, make a list of the ones that you think their product is quality. You love it. Everybody loves it. It's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
And make a list of them, and then make a list of the ones that are mediocre or not, or are failing. Yeah. So now look at the commonalities between them. The good quality ones, look at what they're doing. They're all doing similar things.
Yeah.
Take those things and adapt them for yourself, and then the companies that are failing, make sure you don't use any of those things, right, because they're failing. So I didn't know how to do it, so I said, what do I do? Well, I had the Z Channel, and I was a big movie buff, so I saw Donald Sutherland and Eye of the Needle. I saw Ned Beatty, where they made him squeal like a pig he's getting raped. And I thought, that guy's brave. And I made a list of these actors, and I went to the Academy Players Directory, and I found their agents, and I called them up, and I said, I'm going to UCLA, and I'm writing an article on Maureen Stapleton. Can I have their bio and resume? And they sent me 58 of them. I got all 58, and so I put them on my condo that I was buying, and I said, what are the commonalities? And it was theater acting, New York stage acting, method acting, and Stedt Lathar. So I went to study with Stedt Lathar, and so when I came back, I lived in my van, and I wasn't worried about it. They used to call me Deluded Zamora, because they go, he lives in his van with his dog.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, my main thing was when I got Repo Man, I was ready.
That's awesome.
So I didn't feel like nervous or anything like that. I felt like I was ready.
Well, Miss Producer Jenna Urban, is there as a guest goes, before we cut to a music break, is there any quick questions you have for any of these lovely artists here, talent?
My questions?
Or any one question that you think?
First movie?
No. What is your movie about? Can you tell us a little bit?
I was going to get into that after the music.
I think that's why I'm like, I can't ask the question I want to ask because it's better for him to take the break because then they'll each go into depth.
Any other quick anything that might be a quick one that you're thinking of, or maybe that you know of them, but maybe you would think the audience would be any factoids that you think that would be great.
I mean, if you want to know about them a little bit personally, maybe they could just give a little bit of like when they're not acting or when they're not producing, what are some of the things that drive them?
Oh, there you go. Attila Carosi, director producer of the new movie Live and Die in East LA, which is premiering on video on demand August 4th. I had to plug that. So what drives you when you're not doing the directing and producing?
What do I would like to do?
Yeah.
In a spirit. I like working out. I go to the gym very often because I believe, you know, in healthy body, healthy mind, and vice versa. So I like spending time in the nature. And I just like spending time alone because I feel like, you know, the time spent alone, I can reflect of who I am, like learn about myself, my weaknesses, my strength. And I feel the more I know who I am, the more I can contribute to, you know, to society.
You're very deep soul there. You're gonna be in fan letters. People crying.
I was just thinking,
asking you to marry them and stuff. How about yourself, Anthony L. Fernandez?
That's exactly what I was gonna say. Like word
Man,
for word.
Man, he took the words right out of your mouth.
How do you follow that?
Yeah.
How do you follow that? No, you know what? I love working out too. Mm-hmm. It's a daily thing. It gets you out. It gets you out of your head, your comfort zones. But I also like getting out, taking my daughters out, hiking. I like spending time with them, just seeing how they've grown up. And, you know, I'm kind of boring. Mm. I always think about acting.
Yeah, I hear you. It's funny. I think a lot of people in the business, people that I know, it's like even when they're not acting, that's all they think about is the business. Yeah. Or that's like it's interesting.
That's it.
Yeah. And then last but not least, before we cut to a break, music break, Del Zamora, what the Jenna Urban's question? Well,
you just described me. I'm one of those.
Okay.
That's all I think about is, like, I've been making this movie for 11 years, and because it doesn't star an Anglo kid, like, the recipe for the studio movie is a young, good-looking Anglo male is the lead. If you don't have that, they don't really know what to do with you, right? Also, they make 747s. And my indie movie, I'm not saying anyone else's indie movie, though it's beautiful and it really looks like it's made for millions of dollars. In comparison, it's like a little model airplane compared to the things they make, right? So it's very, very difficult. So it's taken, I've had to do about 58 jobs myself. I never do the jobs when I need the specialist, like the director of photography, the editor. I need those kind of people, but I do. So I kind of live for this business. Also, I knew that I wasn't, unlike Homeboy here, who's a beautiful guy, I always knew that I was more character person, and so that I was going to have a long, hard row. So I just focus on that's why I never got married, because I was like, also, if you make 16, all that work, I average 16,800 per year.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
So how can you woo someone? Yeah. Hey, you want to go to the park again?
Yeah. It's tough. That's why we... Yeah. Out in the streets right now.
No, I hear you. So here's the thing. So what we're going to do, we're going to cut to a music break. All right. And then we're going to come back and talk and get into the nitty gritty about your guys' projects. But really quickly, we'd like to help promote some of your social medias or anything like that. Let's go with Attila Carosi. Any kind of websites, social medias, any kind of good stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. You can find us on Instagram, LVELA 2023.
ELA
2023. Correct.
Okay, awesome. That's your social medias?
That is the movie social media. We post on daily basis multiple times. You can see the trailer there. You can see the poster, the artwork, and also the people, the actors that participated in the movie.
So that's Live and Die in East LA, the movie which he's promoting. It's an independent film. And then in the social medias is at
LDELA.
LDELA. Okay, and then Anthony L. Fernandez, any social media for you or websites?
Yeah, definitely. You can find me on IMDb, of course, Anthony L. Fernandez, any grandparents, Facebook, Anthony L. Fernandez, but Instagram, of course, it's Instagram all the way, actor Anthony L. Fernandez, all one. You can also see me on Twitter, I tweet sometimes, but the one we're talking about in a minute, @addictedtoyou.
At Addicted to You.
Yes.
All right. And then last but not least, Del Zamora. Any social media, websites, anything like that?
Yes, I have a channel on YouTube that's called the Del Zamora Actor Channel. It has over 80 reels of my work.
Awesome.
Like from True Blood, from NYPD Blue, X-Files, Murphy Brown, etc.
I've
done a lot of episodes.
So you got to work with Candace Bergen?
Oh, yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I did. It was just her and I in a scene in Murphy Brown, the old Murphy Brown, not the new one.
God, you just brought back memories really quick. I forgot about that show. That's awesome.
Classic.
Yeah, and then I also, the movie has a page, The Last Brown Beret. It's on Facebook, so it's called The Last Brown Beret. And, of course, the fundraising campaign, GoFundMe, The Last Brown Beret. And then I have, when I was on True Blood, I got like 5,000 friend requests the next day. Mm-hmm. So I had to open up a second account. So I have like three accounts on Facebook that are all me.
Well, cool. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna cut to a music break. By any chance, Jenna, are you familiar with Alexander James Rodriguez?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
You do?
What?
Do you know? So what? They were guests on the shows. Oh. So what we're going to do, because I thought you guys knew each other, I was going to promote Alexander James Rodriguez. We're going to promote his song here.
Okay.
In the name of the song, it's very easy if you don't know it. It is, what is our state name?
Oh, man. The steam's coming off my head. California.
California. Really? That's the song.
I haven't heard this.
Yeah, so you haven't heard it? Okay.
No.
So here it goes. We're going to play.
I'm excited.
Yeah, California by, you can say the name.
Oh, I have to say, yeah. California.
California by Alexander James Rodriguez. And we'll be back more here with Attila Carosi, Anthony L. Fernandez, and Addicted to You. Again, this is California by our dear friend Alexander James Rodriguez, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Sun is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream and we live it every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Grab our boards and we're feeling good. In Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today.
Yeah, yeah.
'Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get a taste of fame. Every day's a holiday, and everybody wants to stay. This is California, where you can get a taste of fame. Every day's a holiday, and everybody wants to stay.
MIA has the beautiful girls. NYC has the diamonds and pearls. But in LA, it's the best of both worlds. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
'Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get.
We are back. Again, that was Alexander James Rodriguez with the song. What's the song called, Jenna Urban?
California.
All right. So that was your first time hearing it?
Awesome. I just remember him. I love it.
Awesome.
I love the beat. This, you know, very
upbeat,
cool,
catchy,
positive.
Yeah, so yeah. You've seen him on the cover.
I haven't seen him since he was little.
Yeah, he was a guest here on the show, and his mom, awesome, Liz Rodriguez. It was cool. I like to try to promote as much as you can. And again, he was a guest here. And then also, if you want to check out his music, he's got some cool music out there. Go check him out. Go check out his social medias. That's Alexander James Rodriguez. Again, the song's called California. He's got a lot of cool songs out there, music videos on YouTube. music on Spotify, all that kind of good stuff. His name is Alexander James Rodriguez. Again, that song's called California. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But again, if you really like it, just go support him and check out all his music and his music videos. Again, that's Alexander James Rodriguez. Okay, we are back here in the studio with my guest co-host of the hour, producer Jen Urban. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And then my guest of the hour from the movie Live and Die in East L.A., premiering on video on demand August 4th. We have director-producer Attila Carosi. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We have actor extraordinaire from the new independent film Addicted to You, Anthony L. Fernandez. Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
And then also from the independent film, the new one, The Last Brown Beret, writer, director, producer, and actor as well, Del Zamora. Welcome back. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So let's get back. Let's get down into the nitty gritty. So let's tell the audience, for those that don't know, Attila Carosi, tell the audience a little bit about your movie and what's it about.
Well, the movie Live and Die in East L.A. is said to be one of the most daring films ever to come out of Los Angeles. And the movie is about, it follows a boy, a 13-year-old boy, Daniel, who grows up in East L.A. neighborhood, and he wants to be an astronaut. He wants to be an astronaut, but he's surrounded with gang members. He's surrounded by, you know, a pretty harsh and tough life. Mm-hmm. And the movie really answers the question, like, asks the questions, the what if he wasn't born there? Would his life be different? Like, is there a thing called destiny? Is there a thing called fate? What is fate? What predetermines our life? You know, if this guy really wants to study hard and be an astronaut, even though he's growing up in a gang community, does he have a chance, you know? Is the chance depend on him alone or his environment? So it's an action thriller, but it also has like a deeper layer of philosophical questions that I think can be both attractive to younger audiences as well as to, you know, more mature audiences.
And what inspires you to do that film particularly? Like,
life experiences, other movies, and just, you know, being in Los Angeles. I mean, you guys, it's the best city in the world, I dare say, and I lived on three different continents. Los Angeles is amazing. It's so diverse, it's so colorful, beautiful cultures, and I love the spirit of the people here. And the more I stayed here, the more I experienced the Los Angeles life, and the more I interacted with the real native Angelinos, the more in love I got in their cultures, you know. And I was really surprised, I must say, by their attitude. They're like so warm and welcoming. They weren't afraid of me having an accent, and I wasn't afraid of going to Watts neighborhood or East LA. I mean, you know, you get what you give, and I think we both responded to each other's energy, and we became very good friends.
Awesome. And what would you like the audience to take away from watching your film that premieres again on demand, video on demand, August 4th?
If there is one thing I would like the audience to take away from my film, is to hold each other accountable for our decisions.
Mm. Yeah. All right. And then let's show Anthony L. Fernandez, actor extraordinaire. You got this independent film called Addicted to You. Tell the audience a little bit about that or any other projects.
It's an amazing short that was done by Four Ways Entertainment and Cinema Killers. The director is Christian L. Villeva. It's won awards already. We had our open at the Mexican American Film and Television Festival this year. It took home Best Actress, Sonia Balcazar, who's also the executive producer. It was a great cast. Jesse Borrego is in it. And it's a snapshot. It's, you know, it was actually written by Dave Manison. Let me make sure I'm giving the right credit. David Manzanales. Mm. And he got together with Sonia. It's actually Sonia's story about generational traumas, and it was shared from her grandmother to her mother to her own experiences, and it's a snapshot in one particular day of a couple with a child that have gone through his addiction over and over again, and he's missing once again. I play that role, and it's just about the struggle that she has with deciding whether she's going to leave him or not. And so it literally takes place within the time that he gets home that last time, or we don't know, you know, whether she's going to take him back. And it's a beautiful, beautiful story. And it's meant to inspire people to sometimes make the choices that they don't want to make and to heal from trauma of their past. And it doesn't matter whether it's a relationship or an addiction to drugs or whatever someone's addiction may be, it's all about just finding that strength within yourself to make the hard choices so that you can survive life. And so I recommend everyone sees it. It's been doing really well. It's already brought home, another award for Best Actress at the Cannes World Film Festival.
Wow, wow.
And we're headed to another one, but I would prefer right now to just say go to Instagram, follow Instagram, Addicted to You Film,
okay.
All one, Addicted to You Film, and you can find out any dates in your area because it is playing for the next, I believe, year, working all around every film circuit, so it's going to play all over the country.
And your character name, are you allowed to say what your character name is?
Danny.
Okay, Danny.
Yes.
Awesome. So cool. And then last but not least, Del Zamora, writer, director, producer of The Last Brown Beret, where people could go, again, they could go to the GoFundMe page. Again, go to GoFundMe, and then just write in The Last Brown Beret, and then tell us a little bit about what it's about and what inspired you to do this particular film.
Right, and reminder that even for $1, you'll be in the special thanks forever.
There you go.
I want to wish both you gentlemen best of luck on your projects, too,
respect,
by the
brother.
Way.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Anybody who finishes a movie,
before I'm going to give you $1 right now. Here's $1. I'm going to start the trend right there.
Thank you. Well, here it is. Here's the money.
There's the $1.
So, I have $1 in my pocket, too.
Okay, your name's in the special thanks. Yeah,
so. Can I give you pennies?
We'll take anything.
See, one more, brother.
Oh, there's See, $2 already. So, see, that's what we got to do to start. We started here. We're starting here on the air, and then you guys got to start it again. All my listeners out there, please, 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 Indie 100 listeners, UBN, Star Wars Entertainment, everybody. Again, I just $1 each. If more, great. But again, it all adds up.
Yes.
So again, let's go to GoFundMe, The Last Brown Beret. But let's continue. What's it about? What
yeah, and they could make it a challenge, one of those challenge things where they all like do $1 each. And
those are popular now.
See if it becomes viral.
Yeah.
Okay, so The Last Brown Beret is based on a play called The Last Angry Brown Hat that I was originally in back in 1992, believe it or not. It was done at Plaza de la Raza in East L.A. in Lincoln Park, and it had a bunch of us actors who were kind of well-known, Chicano actors, and it blew up. And it's one of those things, I did 99 plays, and I've done a ton of movies, and when you're in a movie that's a hit, sometimes you know it, like with RoboCop, I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be a hit.
Yeah.
And then with Cheech, you can't miss. So Born in East L.A., I was like, this is going to be a hit.
Yes.
Repo Man, I had a feeling, right? But Born in East L.A., my movie, The Last Brown Beret, The Last Angry Brown, we had no idea. The audience went nuts for it. So then we toured it. It toured the country. It played the Smithsonian Institute.
Wow.
It played George Washington University. It played Amherst. It played John Hopkins. It played Notre Dame University.
Wow.
It played UCLA, USC. It did a total of 48 August universities. Big, sold out big houses in Denver. A bunch of Chicano heroes from the Movimiento came to see it, loved it. It was four men. And when I was first involved with it, it was just a sketch. And we workshopped it. And I always thought, this wants to be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
This just the very beginning of it. And part of it is this. Chicanos, when they think of acting, they think of movies
mm-hmm.
and TV shows, right? Puerto Ricans, because of Broadway, they think of stage. Mm. So this fellow was Chicano, so he had never really studied the structure of theater, but he kind of knew movies. So he wrote it, and I always kept saying, this is a movie. This is not a play, and we need to open it up so it has women characters, etc. So that's what I did. I got the rights to do it. It's taken me 11 years to get it in this position. Wow. What's great, though, is it doesn't look like it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you have a movie, as you know, you're a filmmaker, you'll know it's like, oh, that took them a long time to make it. So we're almost finished. The story is about the Brown Berets, who were the Chicano version of the Black Panthers in the 60s.
Got it.
It's mainly about them now as older people. They get together, reunite for funeral of a friend. So like the Big Chill, they called it the Big Chili when it was on the road. And they then go to the after party after the graveyard and the church service, then the graveyard, the after party. And they go into the garage where they used to meet, and that's where they rehash what they've achieved and what they left undone. And we see them in flashbacks when they're young kids, too. And that's the part we just shot in August. So we're finally done. Just got to pay for the songs now in the final mix.
Wow, that's
three
awesome.
3 weeks at my house, too.
Wow.
Yes.
Guys,
yes.
It's some good news and bad news. Good news is you guys are great and awesome. The bad news is we got like 1 minute left. The time went by so quick.
Yeah,
I know that. It goes by so quick.
Yes.
But listen, guys, we want to obviously you guys being inspired. We want to inspire those. So we want to leave off with inspiring words of wisdom. So Attila Carosi, director producer of Live and Die in East LA, which is premiering on video on demand August 4th, and also has a premiere next week.
Tuesday.
Yes.
And where?
August, Sony Studios.
Sony Studios, yes. Awesome. So what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, be a director, producer, or just follow their dreams in general?
Well, there's nothing special that I can tell you besides just like you already know. Just don't stop, keep doing what you're doing. It's simple as that. But, when the punch hits you, when life tries to knock you out, just remember those words, keep going forward. And the more you want to accomplish something, you're going to break through. There's nothing else to it.
Anthony L. Fernandez, actor extraordinaire from the independent film Addicted to You. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
You know what? A lot of times, you just have to remember what your worth is. Mm-hmm. You have to remind yourself that you have something special and you're a unique person. So in addition with fighting, it is. Get ready to fight. Get ready to, this is, especially if you want to do what we do, you have to find the love and the passion for it, to sacrifice so many things and to figure out how you're going to maneuver through life in different ways than your average person will. But if you love something enough, just know that the work that you put in is going to determine the value that you will have in any part of, whether it's stage, whether it's film, whether it's television, even commercials. I mean, the entertainment industry will test you. So just know your worth when you're going in and never give up.
Yeah. Awesome. And last but not least, writer, director, producer of the new independent film, The Last Brown Beret, which you could go check out and hopefully help fund. It's at GoFundMe. Del Zamora, any inspiring words of wisdom that you could give to someone that wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
Well, if you want to be an actor, just think of yourself as Sisyphus and never give up. And if you want to be a filmmaker, I'm going to paraphrase Alex Cox, who directed Repo Man that I was in. He's English. And here's what he says about being a filmmaker.
See if you can establish a relationship with rich, wealthy people that don't matter if it's a couple million dollars they waste on a movie or not.
Well, I want to say thank you guys for coming. Jenna, Urban, anything to piggyback?
Oh, no.
All right. All right. So, again, let's sign off with your social medias one more time. Attila Carosi.
At LDELA2023.
Awesome.
On Instagram.
And Anthony L. Fernandez.
Let's go with Instagram, actor Anthony L. Fernandez and Addicted to You Film.
Okay. And then last but not least, Del Zamora.
Let's go to GoFundMe, The Last Brown Beret. GoFundMe, The Last Brown Beret and the Del Zamora Actor Channel on YouTube.
Awesome. And then Jenna Urban, anything? Social medias.
Social media? I can give you my dog's social media.
Okay. Go for it.
It's okay.
Okay. Well,
just
I want to
see these guys. The focus is on them.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being a lovely guest co-host, Jenna Urban. Again, thank you again, Attila Carosi with Live and Die in East LA. Again, premiering on video on demand August 4th. And then Anthony L. Fernandez. Thank you. God bless you as well.
Thank you so
God
much.
God bless you guys. Del Zamora, thank you as well. God
thank
bless you.
You
guys all. Again, thank you all for
thank
tuning
you.
In. And God bless you all. I love and adore you guys, and I appreciate everybody. Again, I like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.